This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio show. All right, everybody, I told you, bad news for the left. Donald Trump's approval ratings higher than they've ever been. We got the scandal of the Russians going on. We got the NRA stuff going on with the rifles, and Donald Trump's a pro Second Amendment guy. Woo! And his ratings are higher than ever. And let me tell you, coming back on the heels of CPAC, I was there. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I watched Donald Trump at complete ease. If anything should scare the Democrats, it's what Donald Trump said when he made this comment. Donald Trump said, you know what? This is we're finally getting under our belts, our first year under our belts, and you got all this change going on. It's kind of difficult to step into this job, but you know what? I'm feeling pretty good about it. That's the scariest statement that the Democrats could. They missed it. Glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What did they miss? They missed the idea that Donald Trump said, I didn't even necessarily know what I was doing. I don't mean that as a slam. He's saying, I had to get adjusted. He was adjusting and had the best year in modern presidential history. Better than Reagan. Do I need to go any further? Better than Reagan. And he was still trying to find his sea legs. Donald Trump's going, you know, I knew there were things I could get done, and I got a lot of that stuff done. But I will look back on this year and say, I'm a rank rookie. Let me tell you what I used to do. I'd start my new job, and of course I had copious notes. I had all kinds of notes. And I remember when I went from engineering into sales, and I had all my notes, and transitioned into sales. And I looked at my notes for the first year. Actually, it was the first 7 or 8 months. So not the whole year, but for the first 7 or 8 months. And I remember when I finally started getting productive, it was around a year that I started really seeing the difference in how I was making a difference. And I looked back at my first 7, 8 months of notes and went, man, this was all garbage. None of these things led to the sales I was expecting or anything like that. It was garbage. It was training me, but I didn't have anything productive. Donald Trump is looking back at his first year, and he's going, huh, I got a lot accomplished. He's going, I got my tax reform done. We got businesses moving back. I stopped businesses from leaving. We've got consumer confidence through the roof. We've got people working in jobs. Wages are rising and on and on. And he goes, and I was still trying to figure things out. That was what I considered to be the low-hanging fruit. That's what we talk about. When you go into sales and you get a territory, the first thing you do is you go, okay, tell me where the low-hanging fruit is. And what that means is stuff that I can just go get. What am I going to get out of this territory if you put a baboon here? And they go, well, Kevin, you're going to get about $1 million out of General Dynamics or, Lockheed. You're going to get this much out of, LTV Vought, who's probably McDonnell Douglas now. You're going to get, and they tell you, you're going to do, there's $5 million in the territory, whether you're here or not. Now, if your quota is 10 or 15 million, what they're telling you is you got to go generate another 5 to 10 million. So what you do is you look at your low-hanging fruit and you say, okay, whew, I can get that. Now, how can I piggyback onto these deals and maybe get that up to $7.5 to $8 million in my low-hanging fruit so I only have to generate $2 to $7 million based on my quota? And so that's how you would evaluate it. And when you're looking at that territory, then you're going, okay, well, now give me the new stuff because now I know I can go, here's my low-hanging fruit. Here's where I can add to my low-hanging fruit. Now I got $2 to $7 million that I'm going to have to go find. And what happens is when you're good at what you do, you figure out how to find it. What you do then is you look at commonalities. Where am I selling the same parts? Maybe I could offer a discount if these guys, you know, buy as a consortium and things like this. You get very creative. What I'm saying to you folks is this. Donald Trump is about to hit creative mode. Woo! If the left think they had problems with Donald Trump in, you know, low-hanging fruit mode, wait till this guy starts looking at government and going, you know what? We've got 50 agencies doing the same thing. We're cutting them. We've got commonalities here that we could be doing this. When he starts pulling levers, as sharp as this guy is, because I know they say he's dumb. He's not dumb. He's one of the brightest guys you're going to meet. When Donald Trump starts pulling levers, when he starts getting strategic, see, here, there's a thing in business. People call, okay, so just to give you a quick explanation, there's what's called tactical stuff. And then there's called strategic. So you have your tactical strategy and you have your long-term strategy. Tactical and strategic. So in tactical, you're just looking at what are the things that I can do to keep the company afloat. You know, tactical means, for example, we can limit our inventory. We can build to order. We can do these tactics that keep our inventory down and what we need to bring in, what we need to go out, and et cetera. But your long-term strategy will be decrease my supply chain, expense by 25% or 23% or cut it. So the long range strategy of everything is we're going to go to just in time delivery. We're going to have our factories that support our products build their factories around us, and we're going to make them maintain inventory. We're going to have a return policy that doesn't allow for returns of specials, but we'll take back standard products, and et cetera, et cetera. So those are going to be your strategic moves, and there's tactical. But there's one thing before that that I figured out. It's called transactional, and it means that you got to be keeping the wheels on the wagon every single day. Something has to be coming in. So here's what I'm saying. Donald Trump has gone, certainly we're beyond transactional. We're beyond tactical now that Donald Trump has got the economy shored up to a big degree. And he's looking at trade policies and things like this that I told everybody are going to kick in a tsunami of growth in 2018. But now he's looking at strategic. What can we do long term to China? What can we do long term to Russia? What can we do long term to keep stability in the Balkans and in Europe and so on and so forth? And that should be the scariest thing for the left that they've ever faced in their lives, because this is a guy who understands it and he can get it done. So his approval ratings are going up. And you're going to watch him continue to go up, and that doesn't bode well for the left going into 2018. And we're going to talk about 2018 a lot this hour. So glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, show back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Radio show.
To say that the left suffered delusion is just the biggest understatement I can make today. It's crazy out there for them, but let's dissect it, shall we? Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in on this. But I was reading an article in the Huffington Post. It's an opinion piece written by a Republican, believe it or not. His name is Le Bouillet, something like that. He's a Republican out of New York. And he outlines these, there's 28 points. And I'm going to spend a lot of this hour talking about it, but it's funny to me listening to this guy. He might as well be a Democrat. And he's writing this piece to apparently make Democrats feel good about their prospects for 2018. And they completely are opposite of what I say. And it reminds me of Carville when Barack Obama got elected and he's talking about, Republicans ain't going to win the election for the next 100 years. And I was like, what? He's crazy. Look, Obama was the belle of the ball when Carville made that statement and he got elected. And I said to a CEO friend of mine, who believed him and had spent a lot of money here in Carville to consult with him. And I said to him, that dude is so wrong. If you follow the doctrines of this guy, your business will suffer and your credibility will suffer. I go, he completely missed the mark. And I said, let me tell you why. First of all, I said the guy that they've put in charge, Barack Obama, is an idiot. He knows nothing about the economy. His degrees, by the way, even if he had an economics or finance degree, it would still be useless. But he has no knowledge of it. He has no knowledge of your business, how to run your business, the things you need. And he is going to put more bureaucracy on you than you can shake a stick at. And that's going to hurt you. So be looking at thinning out the herd. And by the way, at the prospect of Obama getting elected, I remember this. I was still in management consulting. And many of my customers said to me, Kevin, we're afraid of this guy, but we can't speak out about it. And we're going to cut 10% of our workforce in anticipation. Many of the companies largest companies in the world, people, we're not talking about losing five jobs. We're talking about losing thousands. They said, we're cutting across 10%. And I said to them, look, guys, I get the panic, but you can't take a meat cleaver to it. You need to be more surgical. And they said, we'll deal with that later. And they were cutting 10% of their workforces. Go back and look. You don't have to believe me. Late 2008 and certainly early 2009, people were just slashing jobs. They were prepping for higher taxes and more bureaucracy, and they were right to do it. Anyway, let's jump into what this guy says. He says 2018 will be a very rough year for President Trump and almost catastrophic for the Republican Party, which has morphed into the Trump Party. Now, I could stop right there and just tell you how bad a miscalculation this is by this guy. Former congressman from New York, Republican, who says that the Republican Party morphing into the Trump Party is a bad thing. Allow me to explain how bad he misses the mark. The Republican Party has been damaged goods for the better part of a decade. They can't get anything accomplished. And the fact that Donald Trump was able to galvanize 51 Republicans to do something that would have been considered controversial is one thing. But now that they've seen success, it's game on. Republicans are going to clamor to be part of the Trump. So, look, we look at public opinion and we see all these, you know, these lower level people. I don't know what to call them, but really and truly, that they're so misinformed, and we normally don't get to them. Trump gets to them, and it makes sense to them. They get it. You want to know why? Because believe it or not, as dumb as the American public can be at times, and as brainwashed as it can be, there are times when they go, this doesn't smell right. They even sense it. So you've got Democrats, we talked about Feinstein earlier. She's not a shoo-in any longer. She's probably going to get voted out. How many Democrats do you think are going to run from Adam Schiff? How many of them? I'll put it to you this way. Look at the top Democrats. Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and name any of them you want. Ask yourself, how many Democrats are going to want to campaign with any of them? If you were a Democrat in anywhere in the country practically, would you want to campaign with Pelosi? Would you want to campaign with Joe Biden? Would you want to campaign with Barack Obama? Who do you want to campaign with? Now I'll ask the question a different way. Republicans all around the country, do you want Donald Trump campaigning with you? Now, I'm going to leave it to you and your common sense to determine, I wonder, you know, which one of those scenarios I would rather have. Let me put it to you this way. You'd rather be a Republican who Donald Trump will campaign for. That's what you want. But this guy says the Republican Party morphing into the Trump Party is a bad thing. No, that means it's becoming a party. It's becoming something to stand for. And no matter what these leftists try to do to demoralize the Trump voter, it doesn't happen. CPAC did a straw poll. It said 93% of the people that were at CPAC supported Donald Trump, which means CPAC has 7% leftist. That's all it means. Donald Trump is practically universally supported by the people that voted him in, and believe it or not, he's added tons. I don't need to go into the numbers, but he talks about last week's, this is point number two, last week's Quinnipiac poll, while 66% of Americans rate the economy either excellent or good, only 36% approve of the job the president is doing. That's what he says. And then he says, normally those approval ratings track with the economy. So what he's trying to convince you of is that 66% of the people love what Donald Trump is doing, but only 36% of those people approve of him. Okay? Now, I don't know how many people it takes to get elected in America, but I'm going to say it was roughly 50-50 between the stupid people that voted for Hillary Clinton and, of course, we sane folks. So if you want to try to convince me that 14% of us who voted for Trump now don't believe in him, am I the one that's delusional? I rest my case. Then he goes on to say this. Trump's bad behavior, his divisive, boastful, dishonest, egotistical, infantile, self-aggrandizing personality has made it impossible for most people to give him credit for anything. And see, I love this part. A guy who is demonized by the media, they don't want to give him credit. When he says, I save Kerry, he didn't save Kerry, Barack Obama saved Kerry. Oh, really? So Barack Obama, who had conceded, you know, that Kerry was going to leave, he's now the savior of Kerry. It's ridiculous to give Barack Obama any credit for this economy. And they've done polling, and I've seen it. It's literally flipped. It's so magical to look at how many people credited Obama early on, and now it's flipped. And you know what? It's going lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, matching Trump's approval rating as it goes higher. But this guy remains delusional, and he wants to demoralize you. More on this when I return. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So this guy writes an article that says, gives 28 reasons or so of why Donald Trump's going to have a bad 2018. So are you and I, the we conservatives and the Republicans, are going to have a bad year. And I've already gone through part of it. And I'm telling you, if this is the logic that they use, it doesn't surprise me how they get their butts kicked and don't understand why. Here's the next one. Number five, he says, this boastful, dishonest behavior of Donald Trump, the guy claimed in issue number four. He says it's rubbed off on the Republican Party, and now the polls show that Democrats have a double-digit lead in generic polling on the question of who do you want to control Congress in November? And I love these polls. They'll ask somebody in a totally Republican district, who do you want to control Congress? And they go, I want the Democrats to control it. And they say, that's our barometer. We ask 1,000 people who they want it. They ask 1,000 Democrats, who do you want to control Congress? And the majority of them say, well, we think Democrats should. And they run away with their polling going, see, they want us to control. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Let me just, I'm going to tell you guys again, the Congress will be in control. And I know that historically it's not good news for Donald Trump. Theoretically, a new president coming in, freshman type guy, it usually he loses in the midterm. And that's because he doesn't do anything. Democrats worship these polls, and they forget. This is from some. These polls are built on presidents who do nothing, who by the time the midterms roll around, they're still trying to fumble through their way and figure out how to get on Air Force One. Donald Trump has been a successful year one president, and with everything that's brewing, because I'm telling you, the drip that comes out of this Mueller stuff is not going to be good for the left. But that's what he says. But here's what he says. And number six, such a sizable lead, more than 10 months from the midterm, and in an economy that 66% rates so well, shows that the driving force in 2018 is all anti-Trump. Okay, let's run with that logic. Let's say that the driving force is anti-Trump. Okay, what do you think is going to happen as Trump, item by item, gets vindicated? Item by item. I love how they try to make stuff stick. Go back 2 weeks ago and ask me, what were they talking about with Trump? They had revitalized some prostitution thing, right? Who even knows? He's still a racist. None of it sticks. Remember, less than a week ago, it was all about the 13 Russian indictments and the FISA memo prior to that and whatever else. And now, what are we talking about? We're talking about gun control. And Trump has come out and said, you know what? I know what you want me to do, leftists. You think you've backed me into a corner on gun control. You've done nothing of the sort. I'm going to arm the schools. What? And what about DACA? Has anybody talked about DACA? May 5th was the date that was looming, right? We haven't even talked about it. The Democrats have completely taken their eye off the ball on DACA. Don't misunderstand me. Donald Trump hasn't. And because they've been backed in the corner on that. They moved over to the gun control issue because DACA failed. When have you ever heard of the Democrats jumping off of something like DACA where they've got Mexicans involved? Democrats thought they had Donald Trump by the short hairs. And they are finding that they can move from issue to issue, and Trump just says, you know what? I'm going to give you common sense. Why does that work? Because even at the base level of this the proletariat, people go, I get it. Talk about guns in the black community and watch what people say. They understand it. Now he goes on. Of course, Trump is not on the ballot in 2018, so the Republican candidates will serve as Trump's surrogate punching bags, and the voters will take their wrath out on them. That, I don't even know why he made that a point, because it's essentially saying the same thing. He says, thus, so many House GOP retirements, thus, so much money raised by so many Democrat candidates, thus, so many impassioned female Democrat candidates running nationwide. So they believe that they're going to put their savior in feminism. That people are going to go, we didn't get Hillary, so we're going to get a bunch of females elect. Let me tell you something. It isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't know whether Republicans will run females, but the Republican candidates are going to win. There are no such thing as Republican punching bags if you support Donald Trump. And I go back to the question I asked earlier. Who would you rather have? Trump running with you during your time as a Republican, or would you rather have Barack Obama running with you if you were a Democrat? You don't like Barack Obama? What about Hillary Clinton? You don't like Hillary Clinton? What about Bernie Sanders? You don't like Bernie Sanders? What about Joe Biden? Pick me a Democrat that somebody tells her, I want this person running with me as I face off against my challenger. Because if Donald Trump goes to any territory, anybody's election, anybody's race, campaign, he's going to light it on fire in a good way. And Franco, he goes on to say this. Clearly, the GOP's hope that the tax bill will spur even more economic growth and thus will mitigate the damage Trump himself is doing to their election chances is misguided. In fact, Trump's recent behavior is actually growing even more toxic and negative. Yeah, his recent behavior of what? Of going out and telling people in the trade. I mean, I love the CPAC. He says, look, I like Chairman Xi of China. I think he's an amazing guy. But we're going to address our trade issue with him. No question about it. And that's a guy that's telling you, I can like the guy, but we're going to do fair trade. And you haven't heard of China manipulating the currency any longer. You haven't heard of the cabal between the Chinese and the Russians getting together to take us off the dollar standard for oil. You haven't heard of these things. These were things being actively talked about during the time of Obama. But what's funny about it is he's telling you exactly what's going to happen. The tax bill will be the determining factor of why the Democrats lose. If there's any one thing that you'll be able to point to, it will be the tax bill. The fact that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of hundreds of thousands of people got their bonuses, okay, from the companies. That's one. Number two, millions of people saw that increase in their paychecks and went, wow. And they know where it came from. And they got April 15th to think about it going into the election of this year. And I'm telling you, they're going to be liking the fact that they got that little extra change. Democrats can dismiss this. They can pretend that it's no big deal. But it's a big deal. And that's why this guy's writing about it. And he's a so-called Republican from New York. La Boulier or something like that. I don't even know his name. Here's number 10. The passion differential favors Democrats because female voters, minority voters, young voters, and independents are turning against Trump and GOP in droves. What planet does this guy live on? We've talked for the last, I don't know, 3 weeks, poll after poll, after the State of the Union speech, 93% of Republicans, Trump said, knocked it out of the park. 43% of Democrats knocked it out of the park. 72% of independents. Now, forget the Republican, forget the independents. 43% of Democrats said, I like what I heard. Then on the heels of that, they started measuring the economy and things like this, tax policy, the implications. Same results. And this guy's talking about that the young voters, independents are turning against Trump, minorities. Donald Trump, because of efforts like mine, has doubled his minority vote, the support for minorities since election time. And I've already told you guys, we will make sure that number grows substantially between now and 2018 election. So don't worry about the minorities. We posted a video for Latinas for Trump where the lady said to me, Kevin, you are the one who woke me up to what's going on in politics. And the Latinas for Trump, that's the organization she's over. She says, we're gaining people probably faster than any other organization. Don't feel bad, folks. We got them. It said this, in virtually every election in 2017 and now in a recent special state Senate race in Wisconsin, Democrat voters turning out in higher numbers. Don't believe that. What they're turning out for is because the Democrats can focus people on that and they can cheat. They've won a couple of these elections. Don't sweat it. Do not sweat it. They cannot manage all the election cycles that are going to be happening, but he thinks they will. He says 2018 is going to be a bad year for Trump. Get this, because he has no agenda and couldn't pass it even if he did. When we revisit this, I'm going to remind you of just how badly this guy misses the mark. No agenda? Okay, so he's not going to continue to work on wage growth. He's not going to continue to work on the trade gap. Really? He's not going to continue to work on foreign policy as it relates to ISIS and making sure that he continues the policy that gets rid of, you know, as he said, kicks ISIS's butts off the face of the earth. He's going to forget all that, right? Let me tell you something. As I said earlier, Trump has moved from tactical to strategic. And he's done it faster than any president in history. The tactical stuff is done. The low-hanging fruit is done. Now he can start dissecting this government in pieces, and it is going to be something to behold. I personally am excited to watch this guy work because having come from management consulting, I already anticipate some of the things that he's going to be doing, the triggers that are going to be pulled. But I don't know enough about government to tell you, here's what he's going to do. I mean, I worked with large companies, but nothing the size of the federal government. I can't wait to see the levers that Donald Trump pulls. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking delusional Democrats, folks. An article written in The Hill by a guy named John Leboutillier or something like that. He's a former Republican out of New York, and he's giving us all the reasons why 2018 is going to be a bad year for us. Bad year. Woo! Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, here's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. We're up to number 13, I think, of 28 here. Let me see. Yeah, 13 of 28 reasons why we got bad news coming in 2018, which, by the way, is completely opposite of what I say. I say the Democrats are going to have the worst year of their political year. And quite frankly, 2016 could be considered one of them, because guess what happened? We got Donald Trump elected. 2017, you could say, well, that was bad because Donald Trump had an amazing first year. Best year one of modern presidency, and perhaps the best year one of the Republic. All right? And now we're into year two. And the Democrats are saying, this guy, John Leboutier, who calls himself a Republican, former New York City congressman, who says, no, it's going to be bad for the Republicans because they want to demoralize you. See, they're used to dealing with weak-minded people. They're used to dealing with people when they go, well, Kevin, you know y'all was slaves and stuff, and you had a lack of civil rights, and I was going, oh, but, well, actually, yeah, they wouldn't be talking in slave terms, I would. But I'd be like, oh, well, thank you for pointing that out, Miss Massel John Boutillier. But they don't get it. We are immune to their nonsense. There is no kryptonite for Superman. You know, Dr. Somebody got a cure for him because we don't care. Here's what this guy goes on to say, though. In his first year, this is number 13. In his first year, despite his behavioral deficits, the GOP did get federal appointments and Supreme Court nominees Neil Gorsuch done. Now, let me just tell you, that's bad English, because he's telling you in his first year, despite his behavioral deficits, he's supposed to tell you who. He was supposed to be telling you about Trump, but instead he tells you the GOP did get federal court appointments. So he should have said Trump got federal court appointments and Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch done, did confirm cabinet officers who are now deregulating, did cut corporate taxes. These were all Trump campaign promises, and to his credit, he kept his promises. So I don't. Now I'm beginning to think, is this guy writing a piece to make people understand what Trump actually has done? You know, I'm thinking, did he shift gears on me? Because he's exactly right. Trump got all that done in year one despite his behavioral deficits. And despite being demonized by the polls and demonized by the media to where his poll numbers are supposedly so low that nobody should be able to get anything done. But here's where he goes on, number 14. But the GOP and President Trump failed monumentally at doing what they promised over four election cycles from 2010 to 2016, and that's to replace Obamacare with something better. Here's what I'm going to guarantee you. Donald Trump will get Obamacare done. It'll be completely obliterated. He mentioned at CPAC that we've got these new plans coming up, and when they come up, it's going to make Obamacare look very anemic. But he says this. That failure, along with Trump's dyspeptic personality, is why the GOP has so little national support. Okay, I'll bite. So then in number 15, the 2017 agenda was traditional Republicanism. He calls that a negative. Traditional Republicanism says, I'm going to put the money in your pockets, you're going to go do what you do, and we're going to give you an economy where you can flourish. He thinks that's bad, so be it. Here's number 16. But there is no agenda for 2018. In fact, the GOP-controlled Congress and executive branch cannot even pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open for a few weeks. So, again, is this really one of these things that should be a bullet point, that the obstructionist Democrats don't want to allow the government to be funded so that they can continue to try to play the game with these different things like DACA? How'd that work out for them when they shut down the government? Did they win? Who's winning in the DACA debate? Let me tell you how you know who's winning in the DACA debate. You're not hearing about it. If the Democrats were winning in the DACA debate, you'd be hearing about it like, oh, man, the Mexican kids are doing this and that. But right now, they've shifted gears. We're talking about guns. What have they done? They brought out all these oppressed high school kids who now around the country are worried about guns shooting up their schools. Let me tell you, they're not worried about guns shooting up their schools in most of these suburbs where it's a majority of white kids. They're not worried about it. These kids are learning. They are dealing with behavioral issues. Parents are involved. The whole thing. They're only worried about these in the random cases where the school and the system and everything breaks down. That's what they're worried about. But what do the Democrats do? They load up the airways with all these sob stories of kids saying, we can't stand it. Donald Trump didn't protect our schools. Really? So let me ask you, how long was that school unprotected? How long have they known about this radical kid? These schools that have been unprotected were unprotected for the same 8 years under Barack Obama. You're not going to make people believe that this is a Trump problem. And he's not going to take it either. Then they said this. And when asking Democrats for some votes to help out, Trump goes and utters the crap hole comment, and all hell breaks loose. This is what he writes. So now he's going back to, okay, Trump calling these countries, third world countries, crap holes. You know, he used a different word. Where's that at? Remember all the hoopla? He just, in his own words, all hell breaks loose. Okay, all hell broke loose. What's the outcome? Trump's numbers continue to rise. And you know what the outcome was? Almost everybody went, well, he's right. Even we had two African leaders who said, President Trump is right. President Trump is, he called it right. There are many countries in Africa that are too, doing bad. And I'm looking at these guys admit, yeah, we got it bad. The president of Zimbabwe came out and said, President Trump's right. He's calling it as it is. Were they offended? The Africans were not offended. Then he says this. Two GOP senators, Tom Cotton and David Perdue of Georgia, impugn the integrity of the number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin, and thus the atmosphere is severely poisoned, thus hindering chances to work together on things like infrastructure and immigration. Let me explain to the Democrats and the knuckleheads listening, the Democrats listening to my program. What's going to happen in infrastructure and immigration is going to happen regardless of you. Donald Trump will get his immigration bill passed. He will build a wall. He will end chain migration. He will end the visa lottery, whether you like it or not. The only reason why he throws you an olive branch is so you can go back to your constituents and pretend you got something done. You want to get it done? Great. You don't? It's going to happen with or without you. And it is, the next question is this any way to run a government? Yes, it is. You run a government by setting the pace and saying, this is what I'm going to achieve. Now, here's the difference. Barack Obama said, I'm going to torpedo America. I'm going to shut down Gitmo. I'm going to weaken the military. I'm going to deal with social issues. I'm going to make this a black-centric, very divisive America. He accomplished all that. The problem is, it's all bad stuff. And so it backfired. Look, Barack Obama was very effective as a president if you were a leftist. He was extremely effective. He ushered in the day Muslim terrorism. He absolutely did. He ushered in leftism to the point where we have more shootings on his watch than we did in any other president. He ushered in immigration policy that has practically crippled many of the economies, particularly in California and some of the other border states. He's done it all. He's weakened the military by gang it up and so on and so forth. He accomplished everything he wanted. He weakened this economy by leaving the taxes where they were. He readily allowed companies to leave America, said that they weren't coming back. He accomplished everything he wanted to. But it backfired. And he lost over 1,000 seats for Democrats. It's not going to happen with Trump. He said Trump was elected as a self-proclaimed deal maker. Really, after a year in office, can anyone name one deal he's negotiated or even successfully renegotiated? Yeah, I can. He negotiated a deal with the Chinese. We now are selling beef to China. We now sell coal to China. We have 183 products going to China. They lowered their trade tariffs by 63% and on. He negotiated a deal with Canada and got rid of $11 million of debt that was against our trade policy. Same thing's happening with Mexico. There's tons. I mean, it's hard to believe that a guy writes this and thinks nobody's going to be looking at it. He says he can't get the party to agree on a health plan or an immigration plan. He's wrong on that. He says Russia, he hasn't even been mentioned yet. Okay, I guarantee you Putin is shaking in his boots over the oil reserves that America now has and will start exporting. He says the Mueller probe is exerting all kinds of pressure on Trump. It's eroded his honesty. Let me tell you, when Mueller's all done, said and done, Donald Trump will come out smelling like a rose. And I could go on. This was the biggest drivel I've ever seen. But let me tell you something, folks. The Democrats would hang their hats on this. They believe this nonsense. And I say, let them. Let him enjoy because it's only temporary.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.